Welcome to a very special episode of AfterBuzz TV for Drag Race as we discuss the queens for All Stars Season 3.
You're tuning in to the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
I know you guys. Sorry, I can't even hear myself.
But you're in love with yourself.
I'm in love with myself. I know how much you guys really wanted to hear that song again, so we played it for you. I'm your host, 123 Jackie B, and with me is the fabulous Lorraine Love.
Hi!
AKA Mark J. Freeman.
How are you?
Jay and Kenny were unavailable to come in.
Too busy with their boyfriends and Grindr. Let's not mince words. Love you guys. Miss you.
Love you,
well,
miss
Kenny's
you.
Supposed to join the chat room.
Kenny is supposed to
and
join
Jay,
the chat
And Jay, I think,
role.
Said he was going to try to as well. So.
Jay told us he had a job. I don't
yeah.
even know.
Job. That was doing air quotes as I was saying that, if you're listening.
Oh, and I also want to give a huge thank you to Peter Rabbit, who asked us if we were going to recap the special.
Yes.
He knew about the special before I even saw it on the Drag Race Twitter, and so I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds like a great idea.
If they do it, we're happy to be here.
We are, just as an update, I'm sure that some of you have seen the new format for AfterBuzz TV. If you haven't, you can go to AfterBuzz or...
AfterBuzz Reality.
AfterBuzz Reality, and then
so
see
each
the format.
AfterBuzz is kind of broken into genres now. So reality, drama, comedy, Marvel comics. I don't know what that one's called. But there are all these different channels now for AfterBuzz. So if you're having trouble finding it, look for it under a category.
And we're trying to do more long form stuff. So we're trying to do more specials like this.
More specials. Where,
yeah,
chit chat with peeps. Maybe get some of the queens in.
So you don't have
Raven
to miss us
me.
Year round.
Yeah.
Raven does owe you.
Yeah, she owes me big.
So Mark and I each have our own top three and first to be eliminated. But before we do that, I'm going to read Kenny's top three and first to be eliminated.
Okay. And I have Jay's.
I'm looking at my text. Oh, here it is. Okay, his top person was Chi-Chi, second, Benda La Creme, and third, Shanji. And then he said first to go would be Milk, which I thought was interesting because I think Milk is a very strong competitor, so not trying to throw you shade, Kenny.
I am. do you want to read Jay's
top
three?
Yeah, read
Jay's
top three.
Okay, Jay's top three are Trixie, Milk, and Chi-Chi. And then the first he thinks will be eliminated is Miss Kennedy Davenport.
Oh.
So, and then who are your top three?
So my top three in this order are, I think Ben De La Creme's going to win. I think second is Thorgy. And then third is Chi-Chi, which is interesting. I'm seeing a pattern of like Chi-Chi being super popular, which I know Chi-Chi is super popular. I think, sorry, Kenny, that Shanji will be first to go home.
Yeah.
I know he's Kenny's, Shangela is one of Kenny's favorites.
Yeah. I picked not the three that I think, but the three that I like the most.
Oh, okay. That's kind of where I was. Like, I was in a balance of.
Yeah, because I started going with who I thought, and then I was like, no, who are my top three? Who are the three that I want to root for 100% on this season? And granted, I know Morgan and Shangela very well. You know, we've worked together many, 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 many times before Drag Race even appeared on the air. But I'm going to go with Milk, who is my girl. Trixie Mattel, who I just cannot get enough of.
She is hilarious.
Just, she
hilarious.
I mean, I liked her on her season, but the more that I've met her, the more that I've seen her, the more... I just can't get enough of her.
Her videos with Katya are hilarious.
Hysterical. Hysterical. And then my number three, I was torn between Benda La Creme and Thorgy, but I'm throwing my efforts behind Thorgy because I love Thorgy. And it was when we were watching the episode that I was like, I'm putting Thorgy as my number three because I just fell back in love with her again.
Yeah, she's a veteran. I mean, that was one of the things that we were reminded of when we watched it. She's saying like, oh, I've been doing this since before YouTube. You know?
And then I did actually think Kennedy was going to be the first to go as well. Before I even got Jay's text, I had when I saw the list, I thought, oh, she's
"See,
gonna be the first
Kennedy's
to go.
Performance as Little Richard is seriously one of my favorite things that happened in Drag Race history." Mm-hmm. So it's hard for me. You guys know that I'm not huge about pageant queens, but it's hard for me to say no to somebody like Kennedy because I do find her hilarious, as much as I'm not a fan of her costumes.
Right.
So aside from that weird cutting that we saw.
Yeah, at the beginning.
At the beginning, it was like.
Cut to the right. Cut to the forward.
I know. I was like, okay, this is a bit of a joke, and now it's getting tired.
Yeah.
It's getting to be a tired joke. But let's just go through the queens in order that they were announced.
Okay.
First is Ben de la Creme. Obviously, Ben de la Creme won Miss Congeniality. Mm-hmm. Huge fan favorite. She's a theater queen. I love me some theater queens.
Seattle girl.
I also love Seattle. I went for the first time like a year ago, and I'm like, what a blast this city is.
I went a long time ago, like 2001, 2002.
And I think Ben is super talented, and I never understood. I think Ben, and I know you're not a huge Chad Michaels fan, but I think Ben got a lot of the same critiques that Chad got, which is like, you have no personality just because this person is so good at what they do, it's been translated into you have no personality, which I think is unfair.
Right. Well, and I think, you know, she even talked about it a little bit on the special, is that she was in a weird place. She didn't really know, you know, what to expect and stuff. The good thing with All Stars is that they all have kind of come into their own. You know, I think back on the early stages of Lorraine Love, and I can relate because there are things that like now I'm like, oh my God, why didn't I do this? Like this would be so Lorraine. You know what I mean? So you do get to know the character more and you get to play with it and be a part of it and live with it more and on a more regular basis because they're all doing it more. So they're becoming more familiar with their personas.
And it reminds me of that thing that Morgan said where it was like when in the early seasons we were just us. We didn't know, like it didn't occur to us like, oh, create this character.
And didn't have to worry about social media and pissing people off and getting hate texts and hate tweets and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So, yeah.
So the next one was Milk. Milk is like, Milk to me, that is a lot of the future of drag. This very like avant-garde. Mm-hmm. The only thing that, and don't hate me, but the only thing I think about Milk is that I don't see as much of a personality in Milk beyond the really creative costuming. And I think that's because I really love those like theater queens who create those like iconic moments when you watch a challenge and you're like, oh my gosh, I really remember that. Milk for me, I really remember outfits of Milk's, but I'd have to go back to like think of like, oh, this performance I really remember.
Right.
You know?
Right, right. You have to, I don't know if you watched it, but I got to interview her at DragCon this year.
Yes.
And it was like my one that when me and Jay went, I was like, I want Milk. I need to meet her. I need to talk to her. I need to tell her how fantastic it is. So if you want to see me gush all over Milk, you can watch it on YouTube. Just Google Mark J. Freeman and Milk. And I'll have a Milk mustache. I'm kidding. I just think she's fantastic. I love everything she does. I think she's so creative. You know, it's just, you know, and the thing is like, you know, when they're on the show, it's this, oh, I want to see different silhouettes. I want to see something different. I don't want to see the same old thing. Well, you're not going to get any of that. You know what I mean? With Milk, you get something different every time. Unique, different, exciting. So my thing is you cannot like it, but then be careful what you ask for.
Right.
Because Milk is going to hand it to you.
Well, it's interesting that she brought up the beard thing where it's like she was so ridiculed her season for wearing a beard. And I personally, I haven't gone back to watch the video of our discussion of it, but there was this whole like boy drag where she dressed like Rue in the workroom. And as I recall, I didn't mind it. I do know that now I just don't mind it at all.
Oh, I loved it. It was it was one of those Drag Race moments for me that when she came around that corner, I was like, dang, that's good. Like, to me, that was the same as everybody's going gaga over Valentina's Madonna.
Yeah.
For me, that was this equivalent. Because it was like, oh, shoot, you'd thought to do that. Right. You know what I mean? And that is a form of drag. That is absolutely a form of drag. So I give her cannot wait to see what she's going to do.
I mean, really doing something that's so creative that you're like, nobody has thought of to do this yet.
Yeah. I can't wait to see how she walks into the room. I can't wait to see all of it.
Now, Shangela is next. And Shangela, I love her personality. But again, it's this pageant queen thing where I'm like, I just never, and I've seen Shangela live at Mickey's, and I'm like, I just never like Shangela's outfits, but I love Shangela as like an entertainer. And you've worked with Shangela,
I worked with Shangela before she was on season two. And I remember seeing that she was on season two, and I remember we had worked together at Here Lounge, which that shows you how long ago it was, because I used to host the shows there at Here Lounge. And I remember her coming on, and my friend telling me this, we have this new queen, her name's Shangela, And I knew that she had only been doing it a short amount of time. So I was like, wow, and she got on the show, and I didn't, because I did apply for season two. I love Shangela. We actually did Bones together. That's funny.
An episode of Bones.
Had to go to a drag bar. And Shangela was on stage performing in the show. And then there were all these drag queens. Like, Morgan was there. I was there.
Nice.
I'm trying to think who else was there. I think Sonique was there. Pork Chop. I mean, it was like Mickey's backstage, but on the set of Bones.
That's awesome.
So I've worked with her a lot. I just, you know, it's hard because she's my friend and I don't want her to watch this and then say bad things about me. But I just, you know, I don't see like some of the girls, when you see their pictures now, you're like, wow, they've really evolved. Wow, they've really, you know, pushed themselves. I don't know that I feel that she's evolved as much as some of the other girls have.
I feel the thing I like about Shangela is that she is, like, she has such a good rapport with people that she is, like, insanely bookable. Like, she's insanely bookable because people just want to be around that sort
absolutely.
Of personality.
Absolutely.
But as far as, like, you're right, as far as, like,
I would change in a dressing room with her any day of the week. We have a hoot, a holler. You know, we hallelujah, we do it all. She is a pistol on stage. I'm not putting her down by any means because, you know, I love my girls. But I just, there are some that I feel like have pushed themselves a lot further and have come a lot farther. And I just, I don't know. I mean, I just see a lot of the same
silhouettes,
outfit, you know, just the bodysuit, the dance shoes. You know what I mean? Like, it's, I don't really see a lot of innovation.
Right.
That's the word I'll use.
So the next one is Thorgy. I love Thorgy. Like, not only do I think that she has that thing where it's like she's pushing her outfits to the next level, but she has that great personality, really like infectious energy. And as I recall, very good at the challenges that she did.
Yes. She's in my top three. I love her. I forgot how much I loved her again when we were watching the episode. I was smiling the whole time.
We were both laughing. I wrote Thorgy so funny because the whole time we were watching this episode, we were just laughing so
hard. And I do feel like she's somebody who, because now when I see her at DragCon or I see her Instagram and stuff, she's definitely done different things and unique looks and stuff. So that's what I'm looking for, you know, and it was, I remember, and I think I've talked about this before on past seasons that we've recapped. You know, I remember having a conversation backstage with Raven after season two. And I just remember saying to her, you know, and I'm not, you know, because obviously we're great, great friends. You know, I'm obviously not saying this to you because we're friends, but I truly 100% want you to know that I feel like you took this show and you stepped up your drag. Like you said, you didn't go, okay, I've been on the show, I'm just going to keep doing what I do and make money now because my name is more popular. You said, oh, wow, I've been on TV. I need to step up my game.
Yeah.
And I need to give them a better show. I need to be better. I need to improve myself because I've been on the show. And I think that there are two different queens. And I think those are the two differences, is the ones that really go, okay, now I'm going to take this and I'm going to use it to the max. I'm going to improve myself. I'm going to be a better queen. And then there's the ones that just like, you know what? I'm getting paid more to do this. I'm going to keep the same outfit so I can make more money. And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and I appreciated that. And I think those are the ones that we, whether you are realizing that or not, I think those are why certain queens have been standing out more than others, is that they push themselves and they try to make themselves better from being on the show. Right. Not just getting a bigger paycheck.
The next one is Trixie, who is also hilarious.
Oh, my gosh.
I think the thing for me with Trixie is that Trixie's look is always the same. And I get it. Like, that's what her shtick is. It's like this hyper Barbie look.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes that could be hard to parlay into some of the outfit challenges. And I don't know if, like, it was weird because it's, like, Trixie has such a, like, great personality and is so funny, but it seemed like on her season, she did struggle with the challenges, which was weird because, like, everybody was like, how are you struggling? Like, we love you and we want you to be better.
Right,
you know?
Right. Well, I think she was the one that said also that she was in a weird place when she was on the show. She didn't know, you know, and she's definitely, I think she has definitely come into her own. You know, I understand what you're saying with the, you know, the looks are kind of the same. I agree and disagree because I do feel like there was a while that she was doing a lot of the same, but I definitely see her now. And although the makeup is still big, the makeup's different.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily the same makeup. And she has done stuff that I was just like, and I mean, her thing is kind of a country Barbie. So, you know what I mean? It doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me that it's, you know, I mean, I'm going to always fall back to this, that the same silhouette won one of the seasons. Oh my God, I'm drawing a blank on her name now.
Bianca Del Rio,
thank you.
So. It was killing me though because I love Trixie so much. This is such a strong group of competitors and I really like seeing the list. I was like, oh, I love all this. And obviously we'll talk later about the ones that are not there that I feel like some of them I've missed out on. But it was killing me to not have Trixie in the top. It was like choosing your babies.
Yeah.
Not having her in, like, the top three. But I was like, ooh, these are the ones that I see.
Who were your top three again?
It was Thorgy, Ben, and Chi-Chi.
And Chi-Chi. Okay. I think I'm the only one that didn't put Chi-Chi. I do get... I won't be surprised if Chi-Chi gets there. But again, I picked my three favorites. Not the three that I thought
I
would
love Trixie.
First.
Maybe I could say Trixie is my, like, fourth.
Yeah. Honorable mention. I think I did an honorable mention last season with Eureka was my honorable mention. Just so you know, and I don't have my glasses on, so I'm doing my best to read this. Ninetail Phoenix says, hi, Jackie. And
and you're still her fave.
And I'm still her fave. Or his.
Or
I don't
his.
Know.
Yeah, we don't know.
So. Just wanted to read some of the chat there. Yeah.
So the next one is Kennedy.
Who are we just talking about? Trixie. Okay.
Yeah. The next one is Kennedy. And again, like I already said this in the beginning, Kennedy has one of my favorite all-time Snatch Game moments. Actually, Ben does too.
Maggie Smith.
Maggie Smith one was hilarious.
The Maggie Smith, and my other one of my favorites is Jinx.
Yeah, that is one of my favorites too.
It's still like those are the two that really stand out to me.
The Pandora as Carol.
Oh, and Pandora. And I remember I had a long talk with Pandora one time at Mickey's after the show. And I just was drinking. So I was like, girl, you were robbed. That was one of the funniest things. She was so sweet, though. She was so funny. That was a good. Carol Channing was a great one, too.
But so, yeah, I'm glad they brought up that Kennedy doing the Little Richard thing.
Yeah.
And like I said, it's like she's so funny, like on a as a person, but the outfits, I just can't. Like,
well, I
I'm
think
not
it's,
a pageant
It's the
person.
Pageant thing. It's the pageant thing. And it's going to be hard for her. And that's why I think she will be one of the first to go, is just because, first of all, I haven't really heard that much about her since she's been on. Granted, I pick and choose which ones I follow. I don't follow all of them. So, I don't know. I don't know that she's really evolved that much more into a better queen to become an all-star. So that's why I think she's going to be one of the first to.
The next one is Aja. I have to say, we loved Aja's like candid personality in the finale.
More than the season.
More than the season. Right. And it's funny because I was thinking back to Meet the Queens, and I loved Aja in Meet the Queens because that was the personality she was showing in Meet the Queens. And then it didn't like happen for me all season. And then she brought it up again. Mm-hmm. And now she's being that candid person again. Mm-hmm. So I'm just hoping, and you know, you've had people go on the show and say, like, I was in a weird place or I was really struggling. Like, we had Laganja on saying, like, I was like, I would kick my own ass, you know?
Yeah.
So this is one where I'm like, okay, Aja, you got to be Aja. If you're on this season, you will do really well if you bring out your personality where you're just like that candid, like Brooklyn, like holding nothing back queen.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And I would like her to go further. You know, I'm afraid because she's newer, that may be a reason why they'll send her home quickly because she was just on. But I'm glad she's there. I'm actually glad she's there because like we said, after the finale, she definitely kind of blossomed after the show, so it'll be nice to give her another chance to see what she's got.
So next is Chi Chi. Chi Chi has a great personality. On Chi Chi's season, I remember I didn't like the trash bag fashion, and I mean I still struggle with that one, but all of her outfits as she went on, I just thought she looked so, like, beautiful and cool, and she tried to do what she could with what she had.
Right.
Which I really appreciated, and I'm very excited to see what she will bring now that she has money to do that.
Right, right.
And we had this discussion before where it's like, Michelle was like, oh, girl, you don't need money to do drag, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, I'm sorry, you're on a television show that reaches millions of people with queens who some of them have been doing this for years and have, like, money to bring to the table. It's going to be obvious where, and it's, Kennedy said this, it's like, you know, you buy cheap stuff, you look cheap.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be great to see what she can do with some money, because I do think that, like, when you're competing against other queens who have money, like, that does become a factor.
Yeah, absolutely. I do want to see, I think she will go far because she is a fan favorite, and I think she's a RuPaul's Drag Race favorite. I think they do like her. She's, you know, it's that Cinderella story, you know what I mean? So you gotta love it. I will be excited to see, you know, with the money that she claims to have now, dating lawyers and doctors, what she's gonna put on the table, because, you know, if that was their big gripe with her before, then she's definitely checked that box this time, and that's one less thing she's got to worry about.
Oh, and someone pointed out this season's going to have a lot of legendary lip syncs because, yes, Chi Chi is a great lip sync.
And they were saying Chi Chi versus Kennedy would be great. Yeah, yes. You know, and the last person is a great lip syncer and performer.
Morgan. And it's because Morgan's a local queen. It's like, you've worked with her. Mm-hmm. I've seen her live. She's just really phenomenal to watch live. She's a lot of fun.
She is a pestle, cracks me up 24/7. She's just, you know, I think Morgan's problem is her lack of filter, which is great for TV,
right?
But I think it gets her in a lot of trouble, and you know, she's even gotten in trouble at Mickey's because of her mouth. But I think that will be her downfall.
Yeah.
Other than that,
but I think they need that on the show,
absolutely,
like, because you have a lot of queens being very careful about what they say because they know they're on television and they are going to get backlash.
Yeah.
So you always need that person to mix it up. It's reality TV.
Look who's in the chat room.
Is it Kenny?
It's Kenny C. Harrison.
Hi, Kenny.
I do believe, well, everyone's saying hi, Kenny. Oh yeah, Kenny Harrison. There he is. Yep, he's in there. Hi, Kenny. Poo poo. Hi, QR Jax. And Lorraine.
Aww, Kenny, we love you.
We love you, Kenny.
Thanks for joining in the chat room.
We already gave your top three and your elimination.
First elimination.
So, and I disagree with your first elimination.
just so you know.
We can start bitching before the show even starts if you want.
But yeah, I I've always been a fan of Morgan's, and I think that Morgan is really talented. And Morgan is a person that I wanted to see on All Stars, so mm-hmm. I was very excited to see that.
The reason I
didn't put her in my top three is the same reason that you said, where I feel like her mouth is going to get her into trouble.
And I think she knows. I know, like, you know, she's like, you know what's funny about Morgan is, I think she would be mad at me if I sugarcoated things about her on this show.
Right.
So I could care. Like, I'm not going to filter myself. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, because I know that she would appreciate me giving my legit opinion. You know what I mean? Friends and having worked together and all that stuff or not. I think she's phenomenal. I can't wait to see her looks and stuff. Because that she is another person who I feel like has really stepped up her drag.
Oh, yes.
Just her personal silhouette, her Morgan silhouette, to, you know, her costumes, her wigs, her makeup, you know. And I love going to Mickey because I don't go there as often as I used to, you know, having worked there or in West Hollywood, and, you know, have access to a lot of it a lot more often. I don't go as often. So when I do go, I do get excited to see what she's going to come out in, you know, so.
So let's talk about some of the queens who didn't get on. I'm talking to you, Nina Bonina Brown. I don't know.
I know.
I'm so bummed.
I'm hoping the next one.
Yeah.
I hope the next one, they'll give her another chance.
Because I'm so bummed. Yeah. I made like a little wish list mm-hmm. of people I wanted to see. I know I hated Jiggly during her season, but I love her so much now that I like follow her on social media. So I would love to see Jiggly. I'd love to see Ivy Winters.
Uh-huh.
Jocelyn Fox, one of my favorites.
Not a big Jocelyn Fox fan.
I'd love to see Gia now that I've listened to her show with LaGanja.
With LaGanja. Let me just say, I was at a Mickey show not too long ago, maybe a month or two ago, and Gia showed up to do numbers. I don't think she was on the poster for being on the show. I think she just, because sometimes Mickey's, if they're in town, they'll quick throw them into the show and let them do a couple numbers and stuff. So she was on the thing, and I think she was the only Drag Race person other than, like, I think Morgan was hosting that night. I don't think Raven was in town. And it was just so funny because it was like, I don't know if it was because I'd never really seen her perform live. Wow. I mean, I was just like, it was like a whole nother level of drag.
That's awesome.
Like, I was so like, wow, like blown away, completely blown away.
That's great. Yeah. Because I haven't even like... Yeah. I was just talking about as much as, like, learning more about her personality, which I thought was great, but that's cool, too. I know you guys aren't fans of Farrah, but I love Farrah Moan. I'd love to see more of her. I'd love to see more of Charlie Hyde's, but I don't know if...
Did you see the Peter Rabbit's? Is there a 10th queen?
There is not, but
because he says, who do you think is the 10th queen? So you think maybe there's a 10th person that they haven't announced that will be a surprise.
I think Kenny's saying Valentina, but I don't think Valentina's going to go on the show.
I hope not.
I don't think Valentina. No, I honestly don't think she's going to
I ain't
going to
start with the Valentina hate.
But that was a person who I did think, like, this is a big fan favorite. Mm-hmm. Like, why isn't she there? Because she's a huge fan favorite.
Well, I won't say why I think she's not there. Even though that's what I get paid to do.
Somebody was saying Bibi, but why would Bibi?
Oh, Bibi Zahara Banet.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, as I was reading something too, where people were saying they want a winner's All-Stars.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Having all the winners compete, which I think would be phenomenal.
That
Sorry,
would be phenomenal.
Violet Chachki would be the first to go. Or Tyra Sanchez. I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, I'm not pointing fingers, but I'm pointing them at you two.
Or even like an All-Stars special. Just like an All-Stars roast special.
Yeah.
I'm down with that.
Maybe they'll let Lorraine Love come do it.
Yeah, I mean, it does seem weird because I feel like the last two All-Stars, they were even numbers, weren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Because the first one was, they paired off.
12.
So
we went down to 6.
And then... The second one, I believe it was even numbers. Yeah. So, yeah, it does seem like there would be 10. And you guys, I'm letting you know right now, I don't read spoiler forums. I don't read Reddit because I don't like to be spoiled. So, like, if you read something on Reddit and you're sitting here right now, they're dumb. How do they not know? They don't know what.
Right.
Because I don't read spoilers.
I still can't figure out how to read Reddit. Every time I go into my app, I'm like, girl, I don't understand how this works. You might have to, because I don't understand how it works.
But anyway, so we don't read spoilers, and we're trying not to give spoilers to you guys.
Okay. Yeah.
Peter Rabbit says Rue only showed 9. They're supposed to be 10. So, I wonder who
maybe one of your people.
Maybe one of my people is there.
Maybe Nina Bonina Brown.
Maybe it is Nina Bonina Brown.
I don't think it is because I follow Nina and she's always, she's been going live for like there was never a break from her social media.
Yeah.
So, that's always how you can tell when they're gone.
Charlie Hides was another one I would love to see more of. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she'd want to do it because it seems like she wasn't into the whole lip sync thing.
Right.
So, don't know if that's going to happen.
I think, you know, I do think, like Laganja said, I think you guys would be surprised how many of them are not interested in doing All Stars.
Yeah, well, you know I mean, I looked at, there were two other people, Kim Chi and Peppermint, that, you know, they're top three.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had top threes on All Stars before. I even think some of these people are top threes. Mm-hmm. Like Ben is a...
Ben was not top three. I think she was top four.
That's what it was.
I don't think there's any. Were any of these top three? Thorgy was not. Shangela was not. Kennedy was not. Aja was not. Chi-Chi was four.
Chi-Chi was four.
Morgan definitely was not. So there aren't any top three.
So I know they've had them before.
Yeah.
Though, because Raven was the runner-up in two different situations.
Right. Rob.
So where I was like, it would be great to have Kimchi and Peppermint at the same time. It's like maybe they don't want to do it because those are two very popular queens.
You know who I would like to see if there was a 10th or if there's another All Stars?
Who? Angina.
Angina.
Oh, I would like to see Angina.
I was actually at Mickey's when she was hosting because Morgan was gone. ironically, Morgan was gone. So Angina and Raven was gone, obviously, because she does Rue's makeup. But Angina was hosting and I happened to be there the first show she was hosting when Morgan left. And so it was like, oh, yeah, she's got a cold. But Angina was joking, you know, like, they're like, everyone keeps saying I'm on All Stars, but would I really be here right now if I was on All Stars? She goes, but don't get me wrong, I'm going to be running upstairs and checking my phone to see if they need me.
That's awesome.
So I would love to see Angina. I actually, you know who I was surprised?
Jay's in the chat, you guys.
Oh, Jay Ellis!
Hi, Jay. Love you, too.
Pork Chop.
Yeah. I'd like to see Pork Chop.
It would just be interesting to see where she would, how she would fare.
Yeah.
If she'd go home first. Sorry, Pork Chop. You know, I love
it's
you, girl.
Kind of like a Mimi, I'm first.
What did we
situation?
Do together? The Bridge. That TV show, The Bridge.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I did that with Pork Chop. I had to go downtown LA in the middle of the day in drag.
Aww.
Came around the corner and there was Pork Chop. It's like, oh, girl, good. Thank God you're here. We can get jumped together.
Oh, no.
Doing drag extra work is always a hoot. You never know where you're going to end up.
Someone else in the chat room asked
Nina Flowers. Well, Nina was already on
Nina
All Stars.
Nina was on All Stars. Somebody else in the chat room asked us what sort of challenges we would like to see.
Yes, I wrote
like,
that down too.
I do. Was, obviously, Rabbit. I want to see some fresh challenges. Like, I want to see stuff I haven't seen before. That's very exciting. I'm still obsessed with that challenge where they had to go on the street with the ice cream thing and like challenge, like they had the teammate speaking in their ear and tell them to do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought that was, like, really interesting and brave.
You know
and
what
fun.
I think would be a cool challenge? I just actually thought of this while I was sitting here because I'm so brilliant and that's how my mind works. I was thinking each of these All-Stars for a challenge, it would be a great first challenge. They all get an opportunity to redo a challenge that they were either in the bottom or went home for.
I like that. I like
how
that a lot.
How about those bananas?
I like that a lot.
That's a good All-Stars challenge.
Yes. And I hope they don't do teams again because...
They better not do teams.
I
don't think that they will because I think that they got flack for the first one being like that.
Yeah. I'm still mad about Pandora going
on. Pandora got robbed again. Poor
We're
girl.
We're still mad
Poor
about
girl.
That.
I wouldn't mind seeing her on an All-Stars again, giving her another chance at All-Stars. I mean, they've given girls other
Shangela,
chances on.
Yeah.
So why couldn't they give another All-Star who's been on All-Stars another chance?
I would like that.
Yeah.
I would like to see that.
I would like to see, especially Pandora. And I think everybody would agree that she was kind of in a difficult situation. Although I will say this, and I said this after that All Star when that episode aired, I felt like Mimi out lip synced Chad. If you watch it back, I feel like she really genuinely outperformed Chad Michaels.
Okay, Mark.
Because Chad, I'm not a huge Chad fan anyway. She just was very Chad, you know, very ordinary, very simple. But I felt like Mimi did a better job performing. I just don't think that they wanted to eliminate, obviously, Chad because they had already polished the crown with her name engraved in it in the back. So, whatevs.
This season, really though, I feel like this season to me is a little like going into All Stars 1 and All Stars 2. We kind of knew that there was a preference for Chad. We knew that there was a preference for Alaska.
Kinda. So I think it was Alaska's All Stars 2.
Yeah,
was the official title.
It was. But not that I'm mad about it, but that's how it happened. So in this one, though, I don't see going into it. Like, there's nobody where I'm like, oh, yeah, they're shaping for this person to be the winner. Because there are a lot of fan favorites here. Not that there weren't fan favorites in the last one. But.
Kenny said my excitement for Jay makes him sad. Why? Did I get too happy or did I not get happy enough?
We got so excited when you were here, Kenny.
Yeah, we both got excited when you were here, Kenny.
Haley said, what about Laganja? Laganja already said on our show that she would not do an All Stars.
Yes, she did say that when she was here. Kenny says that the person he would like to be the missing queen is Darian Lake.
I like Darian Lake.
Jay, if you're still in here, write in who you think, if there is a 10th queen, who it should be. And let me just make sure Jay didn't already do that.
And you guys, you should tweet at us and let us know who you think will go home first, who's
your
in your
top three,
who you think this 10th queen is, if there is a 10th queen, who you would love to be on All Stars. Let us know and we'll retweet your answers.
Absolutely.
And by us, I mean at Lorraine Love and at 123 Jackie B, because I do not manage the AfterBuzz Twitter.
Yeah.
So I won't be able to respond.
If you're doing it to AfterBuzz and they're not retweeting, don't get mad because it ain't us. Yes. Yeah, you have to do our personal one.
Exactly.
Send them all to Kenny.
Send them all to Kenny.
That girl's on Twitter once a decade.
Kenny's Twitter has cobwebs on it.
I love it. I'm not seeing Jay's answer. I don't know if he's still with us, but
all right, you
so,
guys.
Yeah, we'll
we're
ask
so
him. We'll have
excited.
Jay tweet out his.
We're so excited for All Stars.
Yeah.
Yay.
I'm so excited.
Hopefully we'll have little sparse content in between here and there. We're working with it.
Maybe we can try and, I mean, a lot of these are here. Shangela's here. Morgan's here. Trixie obviously is here, which I didn't even realize that she was living here. And most of them will be coming, especially for when All Stars starts. So maybe we can get them in and do little interviewees with them.
Yeah,
that would be fun.
Lovely. Fun.
Yeah, have them spill the tea.
Okay, guys.
Oh, Kenny wrote something. Hold on. What's he complaining about now? I did not like Darian Lake during the season, but meeting her at DragCon changed my mind. Yes,
Kenny, watch it back. You liked her during the season.
And if you haven't seen, Jay interviewed, I think it was Jay that interviewed Darian at DragCon 2 years ago. And it is still one of the funniest interviews that we had. She was a hoot. We did interview her again this past year. It was her. He interviewed her and Kasha Davis together. I think it was like a joint interview. So, they're definitely out there. There's a lot of interviews. And Kenny interviewed Trinity K. Bonet a couple years ago at DragCon and stuff. So those are all out there.
Check
so if
out
you guys
those
are
videos, you guys.
Wanting to get ready for season 3 of All Stars, go watch our videos. Give us some YouTube watches. And make sure you like them and write good things about me.
So. I'm 123 Jackie B on all platforms. My name is spelled JACQUE. And Mark is at Lorraine Love.
At Lorraine Love. Lorraine Love.
Thanks, you guys, for listening in. We'll
Thanks.
See you for All Stars 3.
Mwah! Love ya.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Drag you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.